Of Lizzo's former dancers have accused the singer of creating a hostile work environment and sexual harassment in a lawsuit filed today in Los Angeles Superior Court and provided to NBC News by the plaintiff's law firm. And a warning, some of this is graphic. The lawsuit says Lizzo subjected the group to an excruciating audition after leveling false accusations that they were drinking on the job. The lawsuit also describes an incident where Lizzo allegedly pressures one of them to touch a nude performer at an Amsterdam club. The plaintiffs also claim on one occasion, Lizzo called attention to one dancer's weight gain, later berating, then firing that dancer after she recorded a meeting because of a health condition. And the suit also accuses the captain of Lizzo's dance team of proselytizing to other performers and deriding those who had premarital sex while sharing lewd sexual fantasies and more. Joining us now, NBC.
And as we sit here and see, this is Van Silk from Not In My House on Spotify for podcasters. Okay. Let's keep it 100. Lizzo is a front for what Hollywood wanted. Big mammy. Let's get the mammy. Hollywood's been known to have big black woman. Big mama. Big mama. Go back to Hattie McDaniel. Go to That's My Mama. Go when Oprah was big. Go when Monique was big. It always been the big black mama. Lizzo had one job to do. Was play her flute. But cancel culture wants you to feel like you can't talk about fat people and obese people. They want to say Lizzo's former dancers. But they wasn't former dancers before this. They were her dancers. And quiet is kept. Lizzo's bigger than all of them. See, that's the problem, America. She got the Hollywood and entertainment machine behind her while her dancers got to sue because she was fat shaming. She's just a fat motherfucker who got on stage, and all you women who fit Lizzo size was happy. She got there and shake her fat ass and was twerking. Nobody wanted to see that. Women has lost respect for themselves. They don't care about being obese these days. Neither has men. The obesity in the black culture is ridiculous. Nobody wants to work out. They want to go and get, they want to walk around with BBLs. They want to do all this and all that. But your ass is fat. You are out of shape. 5'3", 180 pounds, talking about it looks good on you. No, it don't. 5'5", 190 pounds. Oh, it looks good on me. No, it don't. You are obese. But this is how they fool people with the bullshit. Lizzo was in a club with 10 other women. She'll be the last one, and he'll be drunk. Dead ass drunk. Or he just might like overweight women. How you gonna tell girls about they weight and you bigger than all of them? See, this is the problem we have. Lizzo sued by three of her dancers. I don't want to call them former dancers. Not a former dancers. Allegedly harassment and hostile work environment. You know you're not even comfortable in your weight because you complained about people making fun of you, but yet you can make fun of girls that you are bigger than. The complaint filed and obtained through CNN attorney for the plaintiffs also named her production company Big Girl, Big Torin, Inc. as a person described as dance cast member as defended in the suit. Among the claims outlined in the suit, one of the three plaintiffs said she was encouraged by the singer to take turns touching the new performers while out at a club in Amsterdam, Red Light District, while on tour in February. Another of the dancers claimed her commitment to her role on the dance team was questioned by the singer, who expressed thinly veiled concern about the plaintiff's weight gain. According to the lawsuit, resulting in the plaintiff feeling pressure to express her weight gain and disclose intimate personal details about her life in order to keep her job. But Lizzo, you're the biggest bitch in the fucking crew. But here, she's up known for uplifting message and advocacy for body positivity, an integral part of her work. But you're the biggest bitch in the crew. She being charged with racial and fat phobia. You know what the problem is? The entertainment industry pushed Lizzo out there. Should have left her as a flutist. Let her do great shows. But you want to put her in the Pookie and Ray Ray and Shaniqua, Shanae and Shaquitas. Letting her big fat ass get up there and want to twerk. Nobody want to see that shit. But any man who like big women, and ain't too many men who like big overweight women, because you can't pick them up. Let's keep it 100. I don't care if I get flagged or banned. It is what it is. Lizzo needs to be canceled. And all you women need to hold Lizzo accountable. All you big women, all you big BBW women, hold her black ass accountable, because she's a fraud. The meanwhile, don't go and lose weight. Stop eating the chitlins and the hog maws and the pork chops and all that stuff. And go lose weight and get yourself back in shape so you can breathe. And nobody wants to see no overweight women. And nobody wants to see no overweight man. And some of your women got overweight ass kids. Big ass kids. Walk around here, their thighs rubbing and shit. You know what I'm talking about, because this is what the government did to y'all. Big ass kids, 12 years old, weighing 200 pounds. Where they do that at? Take your ass in the kitchen and start cooking real food and stop eating this fast food shit. Y'all got too much going on with this cancel culture bullshit. I wish y'all tried to cancel my ass. Lizzo and her fat ass. I want to hear all you women from all you blog sites and bloggers and YouTubers. Y'all blast her black ass. All you big women, when you gonna stand that now? This is Van Silk. Not in my house. I gotta go.